This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, Governor Polis released a statement in response to President Biden's remarks today about the COVID-19 pandemic. In the release, Polis addressed the success of the gift card initiative program created to increase vaccinations in Colorado. On July 21st, Polis announced the state was offering those $100 Walmart cards, those gift cards, to anyone who gets vaccinated at specific sites. According to the statement, Colorado distributed 45% of the available gift cards within the first 7 days. Additionally, 40.7% of the gift cards were distributed in counties outside of the Denver metro area. A serious crash involving a truck and a pickup truck blocked an intersection at Valmore Road in Black Forest this afternoon. According to the Colorado State Patrol, they say one person died in that crash. It happened around 108 near Valmore and Burgess Roads. The Colorado State Patrol says the driver of the pickup truck was seriously injured, but one woman was a passenger in the truck, died at the scene. Two children also were in the truck. They were taken to the hospital for their injuries. A new report says COVID-19 could be associated with cognitive decline and acceleration of the Alzheimer's-like symptoms. Researchers with the International Coalition are finding memory losses and issues in the biological markers similar to those seen in Alzheimer's patients. Both diseases have been marked by inflammation of the brain. The consortium told the Alzheimer's Association International Conference that patients who have had persistent loss of smell were more likely to experience issues. How sick the patient was with coronavirus was not a clear indicator of whether they would experience cognitive decline. Residents of Pueblo will not be voting on a proposal to increase the tax rate to fund street repairs. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has those details.
The city council failed to approve an ordinance that would increase taxes by a half cent on Monday. Currently, the city funds road repairs through a fee on water bills. The city council may consider a proposal by the mayor that would allow Pueblo to keep nearly $600,000 in excess tax collections that could be used for street repairs. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
All the way down the script, first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to 400,000 last week. That decline of 24,000 from the previous revised totals. Analysts expected to see 370,000 Americans filing jobless claims. The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment reported 3,317 regular initial unemployment claims that were filed the week ending July 24th, the lowest number of initial claims filed in a week since the start of the pandemic. There are also 1,119 pandemic unemployment assistance claims filed for the same week. A Pueblo murder suspect is in custody after a standoff. Police say the man was held up inside of an SUV on West 11th Street near Blake this morning. He wouldn't come out. Officers attempted to use a taser on the suspect, but apparently did not work until the police dog got to him and he promptly surrendered. He was wanted in connection to the death of Darren Castillo, whose body was discovered earlier this week in a junk pile in Pueblo. And finally, Denver Broncos single-season tickets and Empower Field at Mile High go on sale Thursday, August 5th at 10 a.m. The team announced today the Broncos have sold out 392 consecutive regular season games dating back to 1970, but a limited number of tickets will be available for all games, including in the inventory available for the public are full-price tickets, half-price tickets, ADA tickets, and club seat tickets.
Temperatures made it into the low 90s across El Paso County today. Low 100s across parts of the Eastern Plains. Overnight tonight, temperatures in the 60s and 70s. We'll look for plenty of sunshine on Friday. A few isolated storms will be possible across the Palmer Divide region. But again, most locations are going to trend on the dry side. Temperatures still in the 90s to low 100s. We do look for a cold front to sweep the state over the weekend, along with a return in monsoon moisture. And that is going to lead to scattered showers and thunderstorms both Saturday and Sunday, with temperatures falling back into the 70s and 80s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.